Next, the United States. Former US Vice President Mike Pence has declared himself as a candidate in the 2024 Republican race for the White House. The move pits him against Donald Trump, the man he served in the White House for 4 years from 2017 to 2021. Earlier, I spoke to Julia Manchester, national correspondent with The Hill. First, she outlined when Mike Pence will launch his campaign.
So he's going to make his more formal announcement on Wednesday in Iowa. So he's going to, you know, have an event, an official campaign kickoff. And then later that night, he's going to be taking part in a Republican town hall on CNN.
So what does his declaration mean for the Republican Party?
Yeah, look, what it means is that yet another person is running for president on the Republican side. And depending on who you ask, a lot of people would say that this, plays into the hands of Donald Trump. You know, it could be seen very much as Mike Pence challenging his former boss, which he is doing by running for president. But at the same time, there's also a belief that the more people who run for profile to run for president essentially give more of a chance to former President Trump winning the nomination. We know that he's very much leading in most of the polls. And in 2015 and 2016, when he first ran for president, we saw, you know, a large number of people also running, and he benefited from that.
So that's Donald Trump and the benefit to him. It's an increasingly crowded field. In the mix already, we have former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and that's to name but a few. So what are Mike Pence's chances?
So right now, Mike Pence is polling at around, fourth place. And that, you know, but that being said, it's a distant fourth place. So you have Donald Trump being the very clear leader of the pack. You know, on average, he's probably leading with about 53-54% of, that's an average of most polls that have been taken at the national level. Then Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is behind Donald Trump, probably trailing him at, you know, just over 20% support, in terms of an average of polls. And then you have in the same category, Nikki Haley and then Mike Pence. So, you know, he's still obviously within the top three or four at this point. But the problem is Donald Trump is just leading this field decisively, which makes it difficult for someone who isn't named Ron DeSantis and is trailing him, even more.
Mike Pence is seen as a Christian conservative Republican. In his own words, he was a member of the Tea Party before it was cool. So does that all play to his advantage?
It plays to his advantage in a state like Iowa, where you have, Christian conservatives, particularly evangelical Christians, playing a big part in the Republican caucuses and really in the conservative Republican grassroots. Now, in a state like New Hampshire, which is more libertarian or maybe a bit more moderate, it's harder to see how that plays as big of a role. But it seems that, yes, absolutely, it could help Mike Pence. The issue for him, though, is that evangelical Christians and Christian conservatives, you know, by and large, still very much support former President Trump. They credit him for overturning Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion at the federal level in this country. Mike Pence will have a lot of catching up to do there.
So grassroots support is key, but also financial backing is important. So who's supporting Mike Pence?
You know, in terms of who's supporting Mike Pence, he definitely has his, group of supporters, but, he doesn't, it's not the same kind that you see in terms of former President Trump or even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You know, for someone like Pence, he was obviously once on the same ticket as Trump, so there might be some crossover there. But, you know, for the most part, we'll see who comes out in favor of him as he, you know, launches his campaign. You know, he's waited a bit longer than others to get in. He's always said that June was the cutoff point. So we'll see if there's any announcements in terms of endorsements this week with him.
Mike Pence served in the White House for 4 years with Donald Trump from 2017 to 2021. So how does he separate himself from Donald Trump for this campaign?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, in terms of policy, it's going to be difficult for him to do that because we saw, you know, during the Trump administration, Mike Pence was very much involved in the crafting of that policy, and Mike Pence can take credit for a lot of those policy wins that Donald Trump, you know, had during his administration. At the same time, though, I think he can you know, differentiate himself when it comes to character and, you know, ethics. I think someone like Mike Pence could say, you know, here I am. I don't have the same kind of baggage in terms of legal, you know, ethical or political that my former boss has. I'm sort of a younger version. You know, I'm younger. I don't have that baggage. So I think you're going to hear him sort of running on a similar argument you've heard, you know, from some of the other candidates.
Julia Manchester, national correspondent with The Hill there.